Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I'm so happy to be here today on this December 10th, 2014. There was a time change on today's show, and I'm still trying to work out when now is best to put the show on the air and hold the show. And this is a problem because my schedule is constantly in flux. With school, sometimes my professors decide to change class days and times and that sort of thing. And plus with the holidays coming, Christmas and New Year's are both on Thursday this year. And that would take 2 weeks out of our December and January 1st broadcast schedule. So I thought, that would be a gap of 3 weeks that we would be apart. And I couldn't just imagine that. I love being with you all and just being here for you. It really is a big part of my life. So I want to thank you for everyone who's listening live, and also thank you all to those who listen to the replay, because I have many, many people who can't catch the show live who listen to the replay, hundreds actually, and I do appreciate that, and I appreciate you tuning in whenever you're able to tune in. Today, we're going to talk about holiday tips and how to keep your sanity during the holidays. You know, we all have holiday stuff that we deal with, typically with families, with friends. Somebody's nose is bound to get out of joint about something or other over the holidays or coming into the holidays, because this time of year, people have so much pressure put on them, whether they put pressure on themselves or just a society sort of as a whole puts pressure on many people, you know, shopping and getting that perfect gift and making sure that Aunt Judy has a gift and Uncle Joe and, you know, all that sort of thing. And for those of you who are parents or grandparents, you're out there looking for that hottest item for the season for the kids who, you know, it's that one thing on your child or grandchild's list that they just can't do without, and it's impossible to find. Oh my gosh, one year, my daughter Ryan wanted the Breyer truck and trailer. And Breyer is a brand of horse-related toys. They make model horses and board games, and everything is related to horses. And this that particular year was the first time Breyer was putting out a truck and trailer for their toy horses. And Ryan wanted this truck and trailer, and it was the only thing, literally the only thing that was on this kid's Christmas list. And I could not find that truck and trailer anywhere. Luckily, I have where I live a couple of tack shops that sell horse related item wares and, you know, apparel and Breyer horses and toys and things like that. And so I was on a, please, this is a desperate plea for you to call me if you get the Breyer truck and trailer in. And the company was so overwhelmed with orders that they couldn't fill them for the stores. They didn't expect it to be as popular as it was, which is a good thing for the Breyer company. That being said, it was a bad thing for parents who it was the only thing on their kids' Christmas list. So, to make a long story shorter, one of the tack shops got in the truck, I think it was the day before Christmas. It was Christmas Eve, and they closed early that day. And I was still working for the government at the time. And I said, oh, my God, how am I going to get over there before they close to get this truck, which they were holding for me? And I was very fortunate that they did that. And so, anyway, I was able to finagle my schedule where I didn't take lunch or breaks and was able to leave early because of it and had enough notice to be able to do that. And I was able to then go pick up the truck. But the trailer had been elusive, and I have a local company who does just online orders. They don't have a storefront, and I have an acquaintance that I went to school with who works there, who I spoke with several times, and she called me up and said, we've got one trailer, but obviously it was too late to mail out. And even though I live in the same town, that's sort of what had to happen. So we sort of had to work out this crazy connection. And anyhow, I ended up getting the truck and trailer just in time for Christmas. And Ryan is going to be 22 in just 2 short months. And the truck and trailer is still in the garage with all the Briar barn and the horses and everything. And, oh my God, that child played with that truck and trailer for years and years. So I understand and I can sympathize with all you parents and grandparents out there who have a child or a grandchild who have their heart set on, you know, whatever it is, an Xbox 3 or 4 or whatever number they're up to, or, you know, the many, many things that the toy industry puts out there. And, I guess this year it's, what's the movie there? Frosted or, you know, I don't even, not even, you know, unfortunately having little kids, I don't always get to keep up with all the those kind of movies. As much as I love them, none of my friends want to see them with me. So, you know, that whatever that movie is with the two princesses and the snowman, I know that's a huge, huge thing this year. So just keep in mind that we can all lose ourselves in the frenzy and really sort of make our minds crazy trying to find that special thing for our loved ones. You know, generally, it's a little bit easier for adults to find a special something for someone close to them, someone they love. But, you know, children often have that one special thing that is sometimes very elusive and hard to find. So what can you do to keep your sanity through all this craziness and commercialism and nonsense where, you know, you've got to have the next best thing? Oh, well, you've got the Xbox 2, but now the Xbox 4 is out or whatever, and you've got to have it. The kid has to have it. Well, you know, there is something called, you know, when we were kids, if we had a video game player of some sort, that was it. You didn't get the next best new one. You had what you had, and, you know, you liked it. But we have become a culture of, oh, no, there's a new one out, so we have got to get that. You know, Charlie's got to have that under the tree, or Charlie insists on having it under the tree. And we, so often as parents, we have created these individuals who expect to have the next new Xbox, the next new iPhone, the next new iPod, iPad, whatever. And the ones that the children have in their hands are perfectly fine. So I really have made, in my life and my children's lives, my oldest is 30 now, and my youngest is 21. I've really made a point, you know, to try to keep that pretty much to a minimal. And really the only year that was a thing was with that 1 year with the Briar truck and trailer. You know, and I really sort of advocated to the kids that, you know, they could put one big thing on their list and they may or may not get it. You know, and for those of you who Santa brings a gift, I would say the same thing. You can put one big thing on the list and you may or not may not get it. And mark one thing that you really, 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 really want. Just one thing. And that was how I operated with the kids for years and years and years over Christmas. And it worked very well. You know, of course, it's not always easy for the kids when they go to their friends' houses and there's everything under the tree and every gadget that you can imagine. and every new electronic or so forth. So does that make you a bad parent? I don't think so. I think you're teaching your children valuable lessons in many ways. And on the other hand, for the kids who do get so many things, I think that's okay too, as long as you're not putting yourself into debt for it, and that you're not turning them into little monsters who are expecting everything under the tree. And, you know, teaching them that they are very fortunate and blessed to be able to have all those things. And at the same time, it's important to show them also how to give to others. So whether, you know, you are fortunately blessed with an abundance of wealth and money and material things, or if you are struggling, it's still important on the whole spectrum of life, no matter where you fall into the financial picture of the universe, it's really important to teach our children generosity. And it's important for ourselves, not just them, but it's really important for ourselves too. Because when you give, even if you are only able to give your time, that is such an important, generous gift to someone else that creates space in your life to raise your vibration, which helps you to feel better, and it creates the space for something good to come into your life. Now, if you're doing it with the intention of, oh, I'm only going to volunteer because I need to make space to have something good happen in my life, well, it doesn't quite exactly work like that. So if you're doing it for the means to get something in return, then the universe isn't so kind to that. You know, when you do it with a sense of truly doing it from your heart, whether you're serving a dinner at the soup kitchen reading story Christmas books to children at the library, or if you're, you know, giving money to the local charities, whatever it is that you choose to do, be sure to choose something that really makes you feel better when you do it, that does not have the attachment, your own emotional attachment to it, of thinking, well, I'm going to do this because I heard Cynthia Fontaine say that if I give, I'm going to get back. No. It's not dollar for dollar. It's not tit for tat, you know, whatever. When you give from the heart and truly give from the heart, no matter what the size of the gift, even if you can just give your time of 10 minutes to read a story to a child at the library, to bring some flowers to someone in the nursing home, whatever it is, that gift, when it truly comes from within and you experience joy in giving it, expands your energy 10 times. And it opens up the space tenfold for you to be able to now receive something in your life. When you do something from the place of giving to get, it doesn't create that kind of energy or space. And what it does create is it can create animosity within yourself. If you are giving, say you give $100 to a local charity with the intent of, well, I'm giving because I know when giving you receive, and then you don't get back or get what you think you should be getting from the universe, from someone, from a holiday gift or whatever, then it creates, can create anger, can create animosity within yourself, even between people who give you gifts. So really think about that. Think about how you give and how you gift. and what you give in gift. And again, you don't have to have a lot of money to give the most generous gift that you have, and that's the gift of yourself. And that can even be just within your family. So if you, want to bring your family together, you're close with your family, create a joyful holiday atmosphere and then invite them in. Bring the kids in. Cook, have some eggnog, whatever. But make it a stress-free time, and just say to everybody, let's just get together. You can have a game night if you want. You can just get together for hors d'oeuvres or cocktails, or just some, eggnog or coffee or whatever. And I like to make the Christmas season not just Christmas Day, or if you celebrate Kwanzaa, or if you celebrate Hanukkah, you get 10 days, which is fantastic. And I think that makes life so much easier in many ways. Hanukkah, you get one gift a day for 10 days. And you have the time to appreciate that one gift. And it also brings you together with family and friends for 10 days. So if we sort of adopted something similar to that, where we celebrated the holiday season rather than a holiday in one day, that is such a fantastic way to ease the stress in all of your lives and all of my life, our lives. And many, many, many years ago, when I still worked full time for the government and I also owned a florist shop and a limousine company, it was impossible to do it all. My ex-husband and I both had big families. The florist shop was open 365 days a year, including Christmas. Which was not my choice. That was my ex-husband's doing, and I would never, ever, ever do that again. His thing was, people are on their way to family dinners, and they need a centerpiece, or, they've forgotten a gift. And I'm like, you know what? If somebody has forgotten and it's Christmas at noontime, I'm sorry, but I really don't have that much sympathy. That being said, so we went to a holiday week instead of a Christmas day. That was the only way that I was able to keep my sanity and enjoy spending time with the people I cared about without getting totally insane trying to fit everybody in on one day, which is what we used to try to do. And even before we had the florist shop, we tried to do that, and it was still totally crazy. So that worked out very well. So I suggest that you consider that. Think about doing that. You can do something like if you have extended family who gets together and you want to have an extended family gathering, but you want to be with your immediate family Christmas Day, have a gathering maybe a couple of days after Christmas. With Christmas being on a Thursday this year, a lot of people, have the weekend off, and a lot of people will have the 4 days off, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So have a Yankee swap with your family, or a cookie swap, or a potluck dinner, whatever it is. Do all that. And if you're looking for a specific gift that you haven't been able to find, I really encourage you to visit your local your local retail stores and get to know the people in your local get to know the people in your local retail stores, because very often they will let you know if they get that one thing in that you're looking for, and they'll hold it for you. And, you know, they appreciate you shopping locally, and you can't get that in the big box stores. And that is how I got Ryan's Briar Truck and Trailer, was through two local, you know, stores. So really get to know your local retail people. If you're looking for that hot item that they carry, that type of thing, and, you know, get to know them, not just for that reason, you know, get to know them. So when other things come up throughout the year, you have a resource to go to. You know, Amazon is great, but they can't put things aside for you, put you on a waiting list if the what you're looking for is not there. All right. So that's one thing. A couple of other things, and this is simple and old school. If you're having guests and you're doing a lot of cooking for the guests, make things ahead. You know, if you are the type who likes to make your rolls from scratch, you can make those up to a month in advance and freeze them. And that really takes a lot of the pressure off, where when you can start making things ahead and you can freeze some things, that really, really helps. You know, if you're having a turkey, you can make the stuffing now, put it in the freezer, and it will be fine for Christmas. And, oh, my God, Christmas is in 15 days. I can't believe that. The month of December has just gone by so incredibly fast. It just totally amazes me. And, you know, with everything that's going on in our normal, with our holidays, of course, we still have our normal everyday things that we are dealing with. For me, I have a final exam which I have to complete in the next 5 days, and it's hours and hours of watching videos, reviewing from classwork to answer two questions, and it's about 16 hours of video watching to answer two questions. It's pretty amazing. And then, of course, there are other things on the test as well. And then I also have a massive homework project that is due for my school, for the Reese Thomas Energy Institute. And, you know, at Christmas time, it's like, hello. Besides the baking and the shopping and the working and chatting with you guys here. You know, it's all of that. And so I'm just going to pause for a second here because there were a couple of callers on the line. And I just want to let you know, I always take callers the second half of the show. So if you do call in early, I pick up calls in the second half of the show. So that's after the half hour mark. And I do appreciate all of you who call in. And our conversations can be very lively and really, really wonderful for me. And I just enjoy helping you all so much. So if you would like to call in and speak with me today, if you have questions about something that's going on in your life, or you need some ideas of how to help make the holidays a little less hectic, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. So the people that were on the line, if you'd like to call back in, that'd be great. If not, that's okay. I understand we're all on a limited time schedule this time of year. But I do not take callers the first half of the show just because I like to get some of my content presented. And once I start taking callers, it's over. It's totally over. So, I think probably right before Christmas, I may do a show where it's all callers all day. All right. So, but that is not today and probably not next week either. So while we're doing a little housekeeping, you can find me when I'm off of Blog Talk Radio on my website at cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. And on my website, you'll find my Facebook and Twitter links and my social media. I am on all the social media, of course. My Facebook public page is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Medium. So look for me there and like my Facebook page. And, you know, really that's where all the action happens. I have to say I do have a public page, but nothing happens on my public page. And I'm on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Pinterest. But again, on Pinterest, not really a lot happens there either because, you know, social media really takes a lot of time. And if you're finding that social media is affecting your quality of life because you're spending a lot of time on social media, looking at the Pinterest boards or posting on Facebook or looking at people's news feeds, limit yourself to how much time you're going to spend each day on the boards. You know, I try to limit myself to no more than 15 to 20 minutes a day. And that's for all the social media. You know, I can't do more. I could do more than that, but then there are so many other things I wouldn't be able to get done. You know, I have an open house coming up in 2 weeks for Alchemy of the Earth, my all natural bath and body products. It's the one a year open house. I only have it one time a year. Otherwise, all my sales are online sales only, but I do have open house once a year for a couple of days. So that is coming up the weekend before Christmas, the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. So look for that if you're on Facebook and if you're a local to Rhode Island and Massachusetts. I will be doing special pricing, of course, for the holidays. And I also typically do readings for people who come in for the open house. You know, not full readings because, of course, I have to accommodate everyone that comes in. But, you know, if you have one question that you'd like to get answered, I'm happy to do that for people who come in. So look for those details on Facebook. I will create a Facebook event for that. And it's always a lot of fun, and I serve refreshments and so forth. And, of course, I have to get all the products made and boxed and bagged and sealed and all that sort of thing. My products are always fresh, so they're basically made to order. So keep that in mind. And if you have problematic skin, really take a look at Alchemy of the Earth products because they're specially formulated for people who have very sensitive skin. I have a lot of customers who have issues like eczema and rosacea who use my products. And so check it out. So I don't want to turn this into an alchemy show, but I do want to share that with you because, you know, you want to look good for the holidays and it's not too late to get order Alchemy of the Earth products. But if I'm shipping them, really, you know, you should order them by probably by this Saturday, I would guess. And you can find the link to Alchemy of the Earth on my website, again, Cynthia Fontaine, or you can go directly to alchemyoftheearth.com, alchemyearth. All right, so I'm getting hoarse here, and I don't know why, probably because I have a little allergy thing going on. So I'm just going to just grab a quick drink of water here. So hold on for 1 second. And then I'm going to go to the switchboard. So, this was a Skype call. And so I can't give you an area code or the last 4 digits. So if you are calling from Skype, you are on the air. Hi, this is Cynthia.
Oh, hi. Hi. Hi, Cynthia. I didn't realize I was going to be on. I was just listening to your program, and I wanted to just give a little of my 2 cents.
Okay, great. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, actually.
I'm so glad to hear that. Now, I always start my callers off with a question, and that is, I would like you to tell me one thing that you're grateful for.
Oh, my goodness. When I woke up this morning, I opened my eyes, and the first thing that came out of my mind in my mouth was thank you, because I just know today is going to be a good day, and Spirit has been giving me little surprises, good surprises, and I'm just grateful for the connection to Spirit, because Spirit saved my life.
Oh my goodness, that's
turbulent.
That's absolutely beautiful. That's beautiful. And, you know, that is such a wonderful way to start the day, because when we start the day in gratitude, and that has such fabulous and positive energy to it, it really does set the tone for the entire day. So I'd really like all the listeners to take that into heart. Just breathe that in. Thank you, because I know today is going to be a good day. Just breathe that in. So thank you for that, Patricia.
Thank you. And excuse me, if I may, mm-hmm. the thing that has made the holidays very less stressful for me is about mm-hmm. 15 years ago, I decided not to celebrate them. And the reason is because I noticed that there was a lot of, like, negativity around the holidays, stress and all this and that. Mm-hmm. And I took a really good look at it. And for 15 years, I have not participated. And for me, some people were afraid to go down that road. They want to, but they're mm-hmm. afraid to do it. But it's okay, like, for me, just a day in the forest in a cabin is
That's
to
fabulous.
Me like a beautiful day. I don't participate with gift giving because I realized that back in those years, nobody was ever satisfied with what they got anyway. And that's
right.
just my story. But
right.
I decided to just totally slim everything down. And
mm-hmm.
like this Christmas, I will celebrate it by myself. I'm going to go out mm-hmm. and have a margarita, because there's some places that are open for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be all about me. I just don't participate it anymore. And I just want to encourage people that if they really, really in their heart want to do that, but they're afraid to do it, just take the leap, and your families will start honoring that for you. Because I know there's some people that really, really don't want to do it, and they do it for superficial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
just wanted
I
to share that.
Well, you know, I'm so happy you did, because I know there are people out there just like you who find the joy in going out and having a margarita and pulling back from all the chaos and so forth. And, you know, you can make a plan to get together with your loved ones before or after and don't have all the stress. And,
exactly.
you know, and right. And that's the right thing for some people to do. And
right.
your family members, you know, most of them will all adapt. Some of them may or may not, but that's their issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yours. As long as you know in your heart that you're doing something that brings you joy and you're not hurting anyone else, that's
right.
really the key in all of life, in all of life. Because when you're joyful and you are taking care of yourself, that goes into every aspect of your life and into the people around you.
Right, because when I was celebrating with the family, I would come home sick. And
mm-hmm.
I had to take a really good look at my energy. And
mm-hmm.
now I feel really good. I mean, I feel fabulous on the day that I just don't participate. And that's just me. But I'm just saying that if people really want to do it, don't be afraid to be a little different. And
right.
because the holidays don't mean the same thing to everybody. And, of course, you don't want to hurt anybody, but you just explain that you don't participate anymore.
Right.
And eventually they'll get over it.
right.
But
right,
I'm just
right.
saying that because there are people out there that are afraid to take that leap and
yes.
and
yes.
start doing what they want to do.
Yes, yes. I totally agree with you, and I so appreciate you calling in and sharing that.
Thank you.
That's a real, because it's important for some people. And honestly, because I don't take that route. I probably wouldn't have thought of it. So I really appreciate you for calling in and bringing a different perspective to share with everyone, because I'm sure that it touched people out there, and it will over the next couple of weeks as people listen to the replays. And so really, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you, and many blessings to you.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Oh, what a great, refreshing breath of air. Now, could you hear the love and the positivity in her voice? She's so centered and just so peaceful with herself and okay with what she has decided for herself. And remember, whatever you decide, be sure to, when you approach your family or friends with it, do it from a place of centeredness. And just say, you know, I hope that you can understand this is what I've decided to do this year, and it's really the right thing for me. And if they, you know, fuss about it, it may take them a while to adapt and get used to it, but they will. And possibly that some of your family members won't get used to it. But that's their own issues to deal with. As long as you're coming from a place of love and centeredness, then it's all good. It's all good. Because remember, we each have our own journey and we make our own choices. And by you choosing something that's right for you can really be an example for those around you who maybe are choosing things because others want them to do things, okay? And I'll give you an example in my own life of this. One of my very best friends and I, a couple of years ago, I was out of work, and it was clear that it was going to be really stressful for me to do Christmas gifts for everyone. And she has three children, and at the time, Justin, my oldest, is off on their own, and so doesn't participate in local holiday things. But it was Ryan and I, and so it meant me getting four gifts for her family, and then her daughter had a fiance, and then the other daughter got a boyfriend, and so then the numbers started piling up. And I was out of work on an injury when I was still employed but for the government, and I just didn't have the money to do that year. And I could have put it on a credit card, which would have created stress to pay it. And like the caller said, very often, how many times do you get a gift or you give a gift that isn't appreciated? Because so many times people, when they're buying a gift, they'll buy something that they like, and they don't take into consideration what the other person actually likes. So, if you're doing gift giving, you may actually want to ask the people you're giving gifts to what they may like, and ask them to give you a couple of different choices. That way you're not locked into one particular thing. And so that's a good, really good tip. So what happened with that, with my very good friend, was that she was so relieved because she was having financial difficulty as well. And it turns out now we bake cookies together. And, we either have Christmas Eve dinner or we'll get together Christmas Day. And we just spend time together. And it's so much more enjoyable. It's really, really, really amazing. So start thinking about the things that make you happy for the holiday season. And share that with those around you. And again, they may or may not appreciate your suggestions or your new changes, what you want to do. And just leave them in their space and let them be okay with that, and you be okay with it. if it's coming from your heart. All right, I'm going to take the next caller, and this is area code 661, and the last four digits are 0240. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, who's this?
This is Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Sherry. I'm fantastic. Thanks. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm actually calling on Skype for the first time, so I'm surprised I had an area code. But
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. Well,
how nice. Now I know.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. I have a local Skype number, but I don't know how it works when you I know most people come in as 111, all the ones.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, well, I'm glad that you realized it was you and saying hello. So, Sherry, tell me one thing you're grateful for today.
My connection with spirit.
Nice.
I'm just real glad I have it today. I'm glad.
That's great. That's really great. And maybe next week I'll do the show on that. Because, the holiday time, people tend to think more about that if they don't have a regular practice. And even those of us who do have a regular practice, this time of year, it just seems, for me, it's just special. It's magical. Not that the rest of the year isn't, but I think because so many more people are raising their vibration,
Right.
Yeah. So tell me, Sherry, what can I do for you today? How can I help you?
Well, I'm in the process of raising my vibration really, really high, and I'm going to do some big things next year. And I think I have a little bit of forgiveness to yet work on. And I'm, of course, all this comes up at Christmas all the time.
Right.
Because I don't do the Christmas thing. I don't have, and I don't, feel like I'm lacking. I just don't choose to do it. It's not really Christmas to me. And I like to give gifts all year round. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I say nice things all year round. So it just seems kind of fake to do it just this month. But whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I totally validate that in so many ways. And one of my cousins, Mark, he was just the most wonderful person. Particularly on Mother's Day, he would not send his mother anything or call her, and because his feeling was that his mother should be celebrated every day of the year, not just one day a year. And I agree with you on so many levels, because it's the same really about Christmas. And if you're genuine and can genuinely be in that space at Christmas time, that's wonderful too. But if you can't, then honor that. And I think it's just fantastic to spread it out the whole year. I think that's actually probably the best way to do it.
Right, I agree. And for the one lady that I am going to do a couple things, there's a couple ladies, they're just so sweet. I'm going to get them something because I feel like it. But I asked them what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And, the books are really important to the one lady, so she wants a Barnes & Noble deal. And the other lady,
nice.
I know she does a whole stream of beauty regime. So, there's any number of peels and wraps she could do, and that's what makes her happy. And that makes me happy, making them happy. And that's the end of it. I don't need to have any politics or religion put in that.
Right. And that's the important thing, because we get, society gets wrapped up in the politics and the religion of all of it. And when we just can sort of overlook all that, or just put it aside and just go into the importance of the quality of the human life, that's where the magic happens. Yeah, it is. So I honor you for that. That's wonderful.
And I always just like talking to you, so I appreciate you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm grateful for that.
Oh, and you know, and I'm grateful for you calling in. I have the best people that call in and that listen to the show. I'm really blessed in that way.
Well, you're a good person.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you. Now, was there anything that I could help you with today specifically? Did you have any questions or anything going on?
I just need to move past the forgiveness. I really was upset about this place that I moved to, and I've been here for 12 years, and I know that my resentment is causing me to not move forward, and I just can't let it go productively, and I don't know what else I can do, but I know it is holding me up.
Okay.
I really want to be with a mate, and it's just like, I know that this baggage has to be cleared up, but I'm like, it just sucks that it's holding everything up.
Right. Well, you know, it looks like that you have done a lot of work around both these areas with the moving and cleaning things up in your life. But I do feel like that there is definitely, you know, still quite a big holding on. And the way I'm seeing it is like a boulder. And it's like, you know, it's really like on top of you. You know,
yeah.
really pinning you down. And I feel like that the move 12 years ago was really sort of chaotic. I feel like you lost a lot with this move. And I don't feel like you've ever really gotten reorganized from it. Is that correct?
Well, and you really can't, the way life is. I mean,
right.
I can't undo it. And I've changed now. So I did lose. But I've gained a lot, and I see the blessings in it, and I see the lessons, and I'm grateful for that. But it did catapult me down a whole different life plan, but I can't go back to where I was before, so I don't wish that.
Right. And, you know, like I had said, that you've done so much. So the fact that you can embrace it and be grateful for the lessons, that in itself is a level of forgiveness. So we often struggle with forgiveness because many of us think forgiveness means we have to forgive the other person and forget what they have done. But really what forgiveness means is blessing the other person in whatever their journey is and recognizing the gifts that we got from it.
And I did.
On.
And that was my connection to spirit, which I did not have before. So I wouldn't want to go back there because I have this whole round connection and understanding of the universe, which is fantastic.
That's awesome.
But it still hurt me, and it still sucked the way it all went down. And I don't talk to those people anymore, which has caused me to have a big gap. And so that is the constant reminder. And that's why I'm like, is it forgiveness or is it just, I don't know.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you, because I've had relationships as well where they've ended abruptly and then there's no more communication. And honestly, that's the most difficult because there's no closure.
It's my doing. It's my immediate family, and I'm choosing not to communicate with them because I attempted it in 2012 and it was the same old stuff because, you know, the inner creates the outer.
Right.
And they're still in the same old stuff, so I know they haven't changed. So
right. And you can't
be a healthy relationship.
Right. And you can't expect people to. It's not, you know, when we make shifts, sometimes it does, and it often does affect people around us, and they start to change. And I can identify with this totally because my immediate family is so dysfunctional. It's ridiculous. And I'll just give you a quick brief instant of something that happened Father's Day where, and I'm not going to say which sibling it was, but one of my siblings was over, and at that time I was on the radio at 8 o'clock on Thursday night, and I said, you know, look, this was an afternoon event, and I said, I'm on the radio at 8, so, you know, 4 hours is enough for a clam boil. You guys need to be gone before 8. And my brother, my sibling is a heavy drinker. And anyway, so the long story short of it, what happened was his girlfriend ran out to make an errand and didn't get back before 8 o'clock, and I was on the air when she came back. And I didn't realize how much my brother had drank, because it's not my job to keep track of another person's alcohol, consumption. And next thing you know, I'm on the radio, and he's got her half stripped in my kitchen. And I'm going, hello? And my 21-year-old is in the bedroom. And so I understand family dysfunction, and I understand when you have to close that door. So that being said, sometimes you just have to close the door and walk away. And what I would recommend for you is, if you haven't already, write a letter to those family members. You don't have to mail it, but write a letter for yourself of everything that you would say to them, and then burn it or mail it, either way. And you are in such a heart-centered space that, if you did mail it, I feel that it would really shift some of them. You know, of course, some of them would have no impact on whatsoever. But that is their own journey. But I really feel, because you're in such a heart-centered place, that if you chose to mail them, that it would be okay. It would be okay.
For me, it would probably be okay for me, but it would probably just be opening the door for them to start the hateful backbiting and talking and spreading rumors, and she's into witchcraft. And I just think that, you know, maybe we'll just meet down the road or something.
Right, right. And sometimes that's the best way to do too. So, but again, I encourage you to take some physical action to help relieve the stress from yourself. Okay. It looks like you are creating a community around you, but I feel like I'd like more of a community around you of like-minded people who are in gratitude and are on a spiritual path. So I really want you to start searching out people of like mind, because, I feel like that community is very important in your life, and that you have so much to offer that that would really be, benefit everybody for you. So search out, if you have holistic stores, even health food stores around, check the bulletin boards out. There are meetup groups all over the country where you can find things that you're interested in, and start getting more of a soul group of people there. For me,
I was going to move to somewhere like Santa Fe, where maybe they were a little more open.
And Santa Fe is wonderful. And if you go to Santa Fe, you'll have to let me know, because my medicine woman is there.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. And I'm sure she could connect you with people, a lot of people out there. So, we are out of time, Sherry.
Thank you.
So I want to encourage you to do a lot of self-care over the holidays, and to do some type of physical act for forgiveness for yourself, whether it's writing a letter and burning them. That is usually really very effective.
Okay. I think I'll be burning out at this time. So.
Yeah. And it's whatever you think is going to be best for you, but that will release it out into the universe, and then you don't have to think about it so much anymore.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. I wish you a blessed holiday season and many blessings in how you choose to celebrate it and celebrate your entire life.
Back at you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, honey. Bye-bye. All right, guys, we are out. I love you all so much. Thank you for the wonderful callers today. I'm so very blessed for you all to be here. Thank you for all of you in the chat room. I'm sorry that I didn't have a lot of chat back and forth with you today, but I'm sort of a little spacey today. I'm doing a lot of third chakra work, and that's really where our power comes from. And, you know, with the Rees Thomas School, I'm going through lots of emotion and letting go of so many old ways of doing things, and it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of energy. So I love you all so very much. I hope that you have a fabulous and blessed week and have many things in your life this week and the weeks to come that you're grateful for. I love you. Be well. Take good care. This is Cynthia Fontaine signing off.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss. The gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will feel
that
great.
I am.
Sitting prick is what I have. Is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.